Daylight savings, and you know today someone's going to say,
don't worry. See, you'll get that hour back in the fall.
I don't need that hour in the fall. I needed it this morning when I had to get two sleepy kids up. At least I still have my Carnation Instant Breakfast.
With twice the protein of an egg and 21 vitamins and minerals, Carnation Instant Breakfast has the complete nutrition you need to get going, even on a day like today.
And try explaining daylight savings to a dog that won't go an hour earlier.
Ah. Nestle Carnation Instant Breakfast. Serious morning fuel.
Ever dream of owning your own business? Earning money for yourself instead of someone else? Well, make your dream a reality by attending a free Quiznos Business Ownership Seminar. Nation's Restaurant News ranks Quiznos as the fastest growing restaurant in the U.S. The next seminars are on April 5th, 6th, or 7th. Just call 1-800-925-QUIZ to sign up. No prior restaurant experience is necessary. Seats are limited.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9360. That's 1-800-590-9360. 1-800-590-9360.
It could do for you.
866-554-4USA. 866-554-4USA.
Now, more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Talk radio at its best.
AKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. There's more information coming to the surface on the reasons why the Bush administration justified war in Iraq in 2003. The Observer yesterday reported that the alcoholic cousin of an aide to Ahmed Shalabi has emerged as a key source in the U.S. rationale for going to war. Recently released U.S. Presidential Commission on the War in Iraq revealed that the basis for pivotal intelligence on Iraq's alleged biological weapons program can be directly tied to information received from a man described as a spy. That person was often referred to as, quote, crazy by intelligence handlers and a congenital liar by his friends. The defector was given the name Curveball by the CIA and emerged as a central figure in corruption of U.S. intelligence estimates on Iraq. Meanwhile, a bitter feud erupted Friday over claims by a presidential commission that the top CIA officials apparently ignored warnings in late 2002 and early 2003 that an informant codenamed Curveball, the chief source of pre-war U.S. intelligence about Iraqi germ weapons, was unreliable. Former CIA Director George Tenet and his chief deputy, John McLaughlin, furiously denied that they had been told not to trust Curveball, an Iraqi refugee in Germany, who ultimately was proved a fraud. The pundits in the world of Catholicism say the field is wide open right now on who will succeed the late Pope John Paul II, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. Funeral services for the late pontiff will be held this Friday at 10 a.m. in Italy or 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Millions will begin filing past his body beginning 4 hours from now until Friday when Mass will be heard. President Bush will be among the world leaders expected to attend the funeral on Friday. Pope John Paul II was among those world leaders opposed to the war in Iraq and frequently appealed to President Bush to cancel plans to stage war. As of Sunday, that war has led to the deaths of 1,535 American military soldiers. Over 300 of those soldiers died under friendly fire. Latest count is from the Associated Press, which is said to be 5 higher than the Defense Department's tally. The British military has suffered far fewer deaths, with their toll standing at 86 and then followed by Italy with 21. An al-Qaeda's wing in Iraq said on Sunday 7 suicide bombers spearheaded this brazen overnight raid in Abu Ghraib prison that wounded 44 U.S. soldiers, according to an internet statement. Now, the statement on Saturday's raid on the notorious facility outside Baghdad, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's group said its fighters killed dozens of Americans, destroyed more than 15 vehicles, and shot down an Apache helicopter. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. Orkin offers free inspections to help
downtown once you get past that. I-70 is wide open from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. 225 looking real good north and southbound. And we're also in good shape across Highlands Ranch on C-470. The Boulder forecast today, expect a mix of sun and clouds with possible afternoon thunderstorm and a highs near 70. Tonight, possible rain showers and a low of 37. Right now, it's 40 degrees. Want a real deal? Try Subway Restaurant's $2.49 daily special. A different 6-inch sub every day of the week. Mondays get savory turkey breast and ham, 6-inch sub loaded with all your favorites.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Some restrictions may apply. Member of the Better Business Bureau.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
I should probably change that, don't you think? It's the end of the world as we know it. Good morning, 6:05, 5 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny early, then it's going to become partly cloudy, a high near 71, and we do have a chance of some rain showers today. Well, good morning, it's Monday morning, and there's a lot of talk about the Pope, and we'll talk about the Pope too, and we'll talk about this brand new survey that has been released from CNN USA, a Gallup organization, about what American Catholics are looking for in the next Pope, and we'll ask you to participate in that as well. And we're also going to talk about the Minuteman Project going on along the border between the United States and Arizona. Plus, we're going to talk about a guy who's a serial killer's father who is selling copies of his son's police confession on DVD. But as you know, there's a huge battle going on, and it has been going on now for a while, over Social Security. And there are new ads that blast Bush's Social Security plans. A new organization created to defeat President Bush's plan for Social Security intends to open a television campaign this week depicting the proposals as the tip of the iceberg that will cut benefits and raise the national debt. Eric Smith, a spokesman for ProtectYourCheck.org, says the group will spend nearly $1 million to show the commercial on cable stations nationally over the next 3 weeks. Other ads will follow on broadcast stations aimed at individual lawmakers of both parties. Now, the new organization is the latest entry in what has become something of an extension of last year's presidential campaign. This is the new 527 group. The White House Republican Party and outside groups are working to build support for Bush's Social Security proposals. On the other side, the Democratic Party, former aides to John Kerry and others, who worked in outside organizations to elect him are now trying to torpedo the top domestic initiatives of Bush's second term, which is Social Security. Now, the ads will air as Congress returns from a two-week break and the administration moves into the second half of an intensive 60-day campaign to raise public support for Bush's call for Social Security legislation. How in the world this guy, Bush, expects his Social Security situation to work is beyond me. Where's he going to come up with the $2 trillion to even get this done? So I don't know about you, but I'll be looking for these commercials from protectyourcheck.org. The commercials open with a picture of an iceberg jutting above the water. The plan that George Bush and his backers in Congress have to privatize Social Security, look below the surface. You'll find benefits checks cut almost in half, $5 trillion in new debt. This is what the ad says. And it's amazing that Bush keeps continuing to try to get this ram the Social Security plan down our throats when the majority of Americans polled are against it. As a matter of fact, recent polls show Bush is losing ground. On Social Security. Not gaining, but losing. Most people are convinced it will not work. And most people are convinced that privatization is not the way to go. If you have any, you want to jump in on this early in the morning. Boy, it's rough to get up early in the morning, isn't it? At 6:09, or 6:10 rather, 10 minutes after 6. And to get into a heavy discussion about Social Security, that may be asking a little bit too much. But you're going to see an onslaught of ads from both sides over this. The one that I most frequently see is the one with the click of the ticking stopwatch. That indicates that the Democrats, quote-unquote, have no ideas about how to fix Social Security. But that runs on the assumption that there is something wrong with Social Security. And you know something? There isn't. It's solvent until 2042. So why do you need an idea to fix something that isn't broken? Now, the most recent government forecast says that in 2017, Social Security trust funds will begin paying out more in benefits than it takes in. In 2041, the trust fund will be empty. So I was off by a year. And benefits will have to be cut. Well, that's true. If we continue with these insane tax cuts that the Bush administration has put in place, and that many Democrats went along with. Simple fundamental economics, math. I mean, I never got past general math in high school. But I know you can't spend more than you're taking in. And these tax cuts for the rich are killing this country. We've got a worse deficit now than ever before. And if you're a dyed-in-the-wool conservative, how in the world do you support that? I mean, Republicans are always looked at as being the daddy party. But we'll take over from the mommy party, which is the Democrats. We'll take over and we know how to make mature decisions about the country and the economy, and it's turned out to be not the case. It's turned out to be anything but. It's almost as if Bush is so fixated on Social Security that he can't see anything else that's going on, such as oil prices continue to climb and there's no relief in sight. And he's sitting on this strategic petroleum reserve. And he won't do anything to get us past the summer driving season. I mean, it's unbelievable. Medicare and Medicaid have worse problems than Social Security, and he's virtually ignoring it. Let's see if we can squeeze a call in here. We'll go to Michael in Highlands Ranch. Mike, good morning. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Michael.
I'm not really sure about this whole Social Security thing. Quite honestly, I don't trust either party when it comes to quote-unquote fixing it. And I can remember having discussions when I was in college. I'm 35 now. I started planning for my own retirement when I was 19. I started putting money aside. I just can't trust either side of the fence when it comes to my own personal well-being.
Well, first of all,
I'm just gonna take matters into my own hands.
Well, first of all, Social Security's fine. All right, but first of all, what you got to understand is Social Security at the present time is not broken. Bush acts as if it's broken, but in reality, it's not broken. Where we really have trouble is we have trouble in Medicare and Medicaid. But he has nothing to say about that.
Yeah, I wish he would do something about that because I saw the problems that, well, quite honestly, that my grandmother went through in like the mid '90s with Medicare, and it was messed up back then. You know, neither side's been able to fix that problem either. The other thing is the whole tax cut thing. The tax cuts are a necessity. I've never have been able to buy the argument that tax cuts only help the rich.
They do if they're targeted towards the rich, which in this case they are. And also, you got to tack on one other thing here too. You cannot spend more than you are taking in.
Once again, a lesson that both sides need to learn.
Yeah, except the problem is, you know something? The Republicans control every branch of government.
Yeah,
and this whole deficit has exploded under George Bush's presidency.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and that's the one thing that amazes me about, you know, there have been times in the country's history, you know, it's the Republicans now, it's been the Democrats in the past. I just don't understand why neither party has been able to take advantage of the opportunity given to them.
Well, we're going to talk to James Roosevelt Jr., who is a lawyer and former Associate Commissioner of Social Security, and we'll do that coming up. Thanks, man. Hey, have a great day. Have a good Monday.
Okay, James.
Okay. It's 6:15, 15 minutes after 6.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? We'll ask James Roosevelt Jr., is Social Security broke? And plus, we'll take more of your calls coming up. 6:16, 60 minutes after 6.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8058. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8058. That's 800-330-8058.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
At the Theater Cafe in downtown Denver, 5 to 7 p.m. For happy hour, drink specials, and free appetizers. Great food, great drinks, and...
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or $1 million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo, and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases, APR 4.95%.
Or my buddy Spanky, or any of the knowledgeable, friendly people at Rocky's Autos. Family owned and operated since 1982. Mary and I have bought cars there and will buy cars there again. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but if you stay past 9, or if you show up late, they'll stay past 9 and things will be fine.
Want to make money selling products on the Internet that you don't have to see, touch, or even ship? Sound unbelievable? Well, it's true. All you do is sit back and collect the cash from each sale. It's that simple. Everything you need to get started is on a free CD-ROM from Internet Speedway. This proven program is an extraordinary tool for making money on the Internet because it lets you sell products before you buy them. So there's no money to lose or risk to take. You can sell thousands of products for a huge profit, and we ship them out for you. So we do all the work, and you make all the money. You can start making cash right away. Using the Internet Speedway system, you may never have to work a regular job again. Find out how to make a lot of money off the Internet with products you don't have to touch, store, or even ship by calling for your free CD-ROM. The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-5537. 1-800-339-5537. That's 1-800-339-5537.
Can get online, go to pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
A famous Democrat once said, "Ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country."
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says, "Ask not what your listeners can do for you, but what you can do for your listeners." How about shorter commercial breaks and $1,000? We're giving you more time for Progressive Talk. And while you listen, you could become $1,000 richer. Go to AM760.net for instruction. It pays to listen to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6. Mostly sunny early, then becoming mostly cloudy, a high of 71, and we do have a chance of some rain showers. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're in the middle here talking about Social Security. We'll also talk about this Miniman project on the border and the Pope coming up later on this morning. 303-713-7600. Right now on the line with me is James Roosevelt, Jr., former Associate Commissioner of Social Security. And James, welcome back to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good to be with you again.
All right, now, you have information about a study that was released last week that shows that the Bush Social Security plan would hurt women more than men?
That's true. This study done by a nonpartisan group shows that because of the features of Social Security that protect widows, because of the fact that women live have an average life expectancy that's longer than men, and one of the most important features of Social Security is that it doesn't run out and keeps increasing with the cost of living, it would definitely hurt women more than men.
You know, it seems to me that Bush is not going to get what he wants with this. The majority of the American public are against it, yet he keeps trying.
He this is something actually I keep mentioning to people who are trying to get the word out about how bad privatization would be for almost everybody in America. We seem to be winning this argument. President Bush, the more he goes around the country talking about his privatization plan, the lower his poll numbers and the lower the support in the polls for privatization is. But he has a record of just never letting up on things, just like he never let up on going into Iraq, even when he had to make things up, just like he never let up on the prescription drug bill, even when he had to, when it became clear that it favored the drug companies.
And his tax cuts, I was talking to somebody earlier here, his tax cuts definitely favor the rich, true?
Absolutely. The vast majority, I mean 90% of the tax cuts, go to the top 5% of incomes in the United States. If we just reversed the top 1% of his tax cuts, that is the part applying to the people who make the top 1% of income in the United States, we would take care of the entire projected shortfall of Social Security in the second half of the 21st century.
But he's unwilling to do that.
He's totally unwilling to do that. He says he'll listen to any idea, but then he says, well, not that. And then his friend Tom DeLay says, well, not raising the cap on the Social Security tax on people who earn more than $90,000 a year.
6:24, 24 minutes after 6, James Roosevelt Jr. on the line with his former Associate Commissioner of Social Security. Now, I always get this from people, and I want you to define this, because people either have a tendency to get this mixed up or don't believe that there's a problem. Medicare and Medicaid, the biggest problem is with Medicare, right?
That is correct. Medicaid is also a serious problem in driving up our deficits, but if Medicare were to be addressed, that would also affect Medicaid, because the Medicare financing rates apply to Medicaid as well.
But they're in trouble, and Social Security is not. Yet the Bush administration has nothing to say about Medicare or Medicaid.
Well, that's right. Medicare, as the Social Security trustees pointed out week before last, Medicare's trust fund will run out in less than 15 years, whereas Social Security's trust fund is in solid shape, even using the pessimistic economic assumptions that Bush's appointees, who are the Social Security trustees, use. Social Security is solid till 2041, and then we'd only need to make small adjustments to avoid a 26% cut in benefits.
Now, his privatization idea does nothing. This private investment accounts does nothing to fix the problem with Social Security, correct?
This is the amazing thing. In his press conference 2 weeks ago, President Bush finally joined some of the other Republicans in admitting that his privatization scheme does nothing to extend the solvency of Social Security even one single day.
That's amazing.
And yet he keeps pushing it, which basically shows you that this is ideology about whether we as a society should be looking out for our retired citizens, our disabled, and our survivors of parents who died prematurely. President Bush first campaigned for privatization when the first time he ran for Congress in 1978, and he's never gotten away from that idea, no matter how much the evidence has showed again and again that even if you make the best assumptions about his plan and the worst assumptions about Social Security, people would still end up with a lower benefit 30, 40, 50 years from now if privatization goes into effect.
Why is he so sold on this?
I think it really, it comes out of the point of view of the Heritage Foundation and the Cato Institute, that the idea that government helps people by collecting money from workers and paying it out in benefits tied to what they earned in wages to retired and disabled people, they just think government shouldn't play that role.
Then who should?
They say everyone should be on their own. They don't say employers should, that's for sure. Because that's, you know, it's the way
What's wrong with the idea of, I'm playing devil's advocate here. What's wrong with the idea of everybody being on their own?
The problem there is really just what my grandfather, Franklin D. Roosevelt, pointed out back in 1935. That's just fine for some people, and some people will do very well that way. But then we end up with people in our society who have to live in a way that no society should let anybody live. Right now, 20% of all Americans who receive Social Security receive all of their income from Social Security, and almost half receive a majority of their income from Social Security. You have to have something that people earn that gives them a solid base. It's not intended to be everything that you need in retirement, but a solid base so that when you have unexpected reversals or life doesn't go as well as you plan it or hope it will, you still have food and clothing.
Boy, sometimes that's a difficult argument to make to people, though. I mean, I'm not saying that it's a difficult argument of this audience, but having a one time worked in the conservative media and being the only quote-unquote token lefty on the block, that's very, very hard to make that argument to some people.
Hey, you're absolutely right. There are people who do not buy that argument, and that's why Social Security was designed not to be welfare, but rather to be an earned benefit, tied to wages, tied to what people paid into the trust fund during their working lives. Now, so there are still people who aren't going to buy it, but most Americans have formed, I think, a very strong consensus around the idea that you and I, during our working lives, pay Social Security tax, and then we deserve a benefit that is tied to our level of wages during our working life when it comes time for us to retire or if we're disabled.
Once again, thank James Roosevelt, Jr. It's a pleasure to have you on, and we'll talk to you again.
All right. Enjoy doing it.
All right. Thank you very much. There's James Roosevelt, Jr., former Associate Commissioner of Social Security, 303-713-7600. Your comments about Social Security. We'll take your calls coming up next. 629, 29 minutes after 6 a.m. 760 Boulders. Progressive Talk, a little look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. And we are seeing some problems on southbound I-25. We have a crash off to the right shoulder just after Highway 36. So that's adding to the usual slow spots from Thornton Parkway on down. So we have a car that's spun out. It's facing the wrong direction. It's in the left lane southbound I-25. It's Spear that's jamming things up from 20th Street. Now moving along fine east and westbound on I-70 in Aurora. 225 is doing well in both directions. Then around Boulder, Foothills Parkway and Broadway are picking up a bit. South Boulder Road and Pearl are moving along, and the diagonal's doing well from Boulder over to Longmont, and the turnpike looks good east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Boulder forecast today, expect a mix of sun and clouds with possible afternoon thunderstorms with highs near 70. Tonight, possible rain showers and a low of 37. Right now, it's 40 degrees. Sierra Horton Melody Series homes are built for your life with style, variety, comfort, and value. Over 20 beautiful front range communities with outstanding floor plans and base prices start.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at milehighmarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at milehighmarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit milehighmarket.com for half-price deals.
Hair. Credibility. Mid-America Mortgage, supplying all your mortgage needs for the past 16 years. Call Mid-America Mortgage today at 303.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player, log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
So if you're looking for a good second car, maybe you just want to get in a brand new automobile, Rockies is the place to go. Ask for my friend Colby, the Tower of Power, or Spanky, or the Bashir brothers, Tom and Marv, or any of the folks at Rockies. They're there to help you. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but if you come after 9, things will...
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
Paper, ink cartridges, electronic accessories, and more. And don't forget batteries. So visit your neighborhood Radio Shack today.
We put up with a lot of name-calling here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. But Best New Radio Station in Denver? That's a name we can live with. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Voted Best New Station in Town. In Westward's Best of Denver Edition. And Jay Marvin was singled out as the best radio host return. Start your day off with Jay Marvin. Weekday morning, 6 to 10. And stick around for the rest of the day to find out what the hype's all about on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Coming up on 6:35, 25 minutes in front of 7. Mostly sunny early, then becoming mostly cloudy and a high of 71. It's a beautiful morning outside, about 40 degrees, and just a tad bit of wind here in Boulder. 303-713-7600. Talking about a new ad that's going to blast the Bush Social Security plans. New organization created to defeat President Bush's plans for Social Security intends to open up a television ad campaign this week depicting the proposal as the tip of the iceberg that will cut benefits and raise the national debt. This organization is called ProtectYourCheck.org. And you'll start to see that around on the news media, mostly on cable news channels, but it will also be targeted towards individual legislators and individual markets. Let's go to Josie in Aurora, who's been hanging on. Josie, good morning. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Hi, I'm a first-time caller, so I'm a little nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. If I can do it, anybody can.
Thank you. I'm actively fighting Social Security. I'm 56 years old, and I had already got half of my Social Security cut through President Reagan's 1983 Social Security reforms.
Mm.
So this has been going on for a long time here. And what happened to me is, in the state of Colorado, what happened to me was my company, they gave I had a contribution plan. And what the company did was they just cut the contribution plan and put me in a state paraplan. And this is nothing against the state paraplan. But what happened there is that's a government-regulated plan. And if you're in two government-regulated plans, you're subject to a windfall. And when you're subject to a windfall, you have to go to the Social Security office, and they have a chart. I have 30 years credit, but you have to have substantial income within that 30 years. If you had substantial income taken out according to their chart, within that 30 years, you're okay. You won't have that windfall. But if you don't, each year you don't, they take 5% cut off of your Social Security benefits you already paid into. So, therefore, I lost 45% of what I already paid into.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is scam, guys, out there. Needless to say, I was very devastated. I have written Senator Salazar. I have a letter right in front of me on what he said about it. It's very short.
Is he going to do anything? Is he going to help you out?
Well, this is. I'll read you my last, his last paragraph. I'm so nervous being on radio. I'm
no, you're
sorry.
Doing fine.
My own view on this is from Salazar's office. My own view on Social Security is simple. This is what he says. It is not consistent with our national interest or our obligation to our seniors and our children to advance any proposal which will dramatically increase the deficit or drastically cut benefits our seniors depend on. Now, that's just one person I wrote to. I am actively involved in the Democratic Party in Aurora now. I have never been political before. I have never been more political now. I do have a son in Afghanistan, by the way, also.
Mm.
And I am out there. My next thing is to fight for their benefits that got cut.
Yeah, that's right. The administration did cut those.
I am a furious person. Trust me on that.
Well, we need more people like you. Thank
I am
you, Josie.
Curious.
Appreciate
but
the call.
Please, out there, be careful. This is a scam.
All right.
It's a scam.
Thanks,
okay?
Josie.
Thank you. Bye.
And she did a great job, I thought, for a first-time caller. 303-713-7600. I've never for the life of me been able to figure out why it's so hard to sell Social Security to some people. And it's so foreign to me, this idea of, well, if you don't make it, and if you don't put aside an appreciable amount of money by the time you're, you know, in your late 60s or early 70s, then eat dog food and starve. I mean, tough luck. You're on your own. I just have never been able to go along with that idea. Social Security is not an investment proposal. It's not, it's not like going and investing in property or if you have the money and you want to play Russian roulette, investing in the stock market. It's a safety net. And you'd be surprised how many people, I mean, when you reach that age, you can use that safety net. And you know something? It's not going to be out until 2042. Why President Bush runs around this country acting as if the thing's going to go broke now is beyond me. And you heard James Roosevelt Jr. Maybe you didn't hear him. That if we were to reverse the tax cuts on the top 1% in the economic pyramid, we'd have no trouble with Social Security at all. And I know when you're like in your 20s or 30s, Social Security seems like something way in the future. But boy, you'd be surprised how fast that future becomes the present. And it just amazes me. 303-713-7600. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll talk about the Minuteman Project going on down in Tombstone, Arizona. One of the founders of that thing, I actually had an online internet fight with. Mary and I used to go to Tombstone, and since they started this whole Minuteman thing, we have not been back to that area since. But right now we're talking about this new ad that's going to start airing about Social Security at 303-713-7600. And by the way, there's you heard James Roosevelt Jr., or maybe you didn't hear him, that the cuts in Social Security and wrecking Social Security hurts women more than men because women have a tendency to live longer. So, you just never know. It's 641. Coming up on 642 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. More coming up here on AM 760.
Keeping up with those
those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Double your money and get things half-price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9360. That's 1-800-590-9360. 1-800-590-9360.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Can get online, go to pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Westwork recently voted J. Marvin Denver's best radio host return. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, is celebrating J.'s successful return to the front range with a huge homecoming party.
And you're invited.
Wednesday, April 6th, join AM 760.
303-713-7600. We're talking about Social Security. I'm still looking for an answer to my question, which is, why is this thing so hard to sell to some people? Why is it such a tough thing? I mean, do we all assume we're all going to be rich when we reach retirement age? And what happens if you don't have any money set aside? Should we as a society just say, okay, tough luck? I mean, I really want to hear from somebody who believes that. That you would say to somebody who's 67, 68, 69, 70 years of age, well, you didn't save any money, so you suffered, a reversal of fortunes. Like, in other words, what do you say to somebody, say, for instance, who had invested heavily in WorldCom or Enron or Global Crossing, and they lose their shirts? I mean, what is our responsibility as a society to our fellow human beings? You know, what would the Pope say about this? Not to bring the papacy into the discussion, but what do you do here? You just tell people, okay, forget it? Well, you made bad investments, that's too bad. I mean, do we want to live in a society where we have that kind of dog-eat-dog mentality towards those who are aged? Let's go to Greg and Lyman. Greg, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay, how are you?
Just fine.
I don't think it's a hard sell at all. It burned me when I was working for Miller Brewing Company that I paid in all this money and I would get so little back. And then if I was successful in life, I was means tested and I wouldn't get hardly any of it. And I found that to be unfair. I think if I had had the chance to invest it, that'd be a hell of a lot better idea. Yeah, I'd rather opt out.
But what happens if you invest it, and then what ends up happening is you lose your shirt, and then you find yourself to be 67, 68 years of age, and your investments have all gone down the tubes. And what do we do about you?
Well, I'll play the odds on that because the odds are way in my favor of doing a heck of a lot better. Look at the stock market over all these years.
The stock market. Look at the people who put money in Enron, WorldCom, Global Crossing, and numerous other stocks. Like right now, the stock market's taking a beating due to oil prices. But, you know, not everybody. But let me finish, though. If everybody were a whiz at being an investor, okay, if everybody were a whiz at it, then there wouldn't be all of these people making money selling all of these plans. I mean, you know, the stock market basically is Russian roulette.
Yeah, it's not really, Jay. If you look at some of the, you know, go for this. We're talking bonds. We're talking safer investments. We're not talking something where you're trying to earn 12, 15%. Just go for those things that steadily, over the years, even, you know, that make 3%, 4%, that's a heck of a lot better than the 1% you're going to get from Social Security after all those years of paying in. And remember, Social Security was meant for people who only lived to be 65. That's when it was started. People now want to think it's going to carry them through their whole life. It's not the way it was intended.
No, I don't think anybody thinks that it's going to carry you through your whole life. I'm not looking
sure
for any
do.
Social... No, I disagree with you on that. I'm not looking for any Social Security money at 57, but I am looking for some kind of a safety net for me and others who perhaps, may not be able to make those wise investments or may not be able to have the money to invest. What do you do about people who don't have the money to invest?
But they're putting it in anyway.
Well, wait, what do you do? What do you not answer my question. What do you do about the people who don't have the money to invest?
They are giving the money in Social Security to their
what
employers.
What do you
anyway.
Do about the people who do not have the money to invest? What do you say to them? You know, you're assuming that everybody, see, you don't know. That's what I mean. Thank you for the call, Greg.
Sure.
I mean, you assume that everybody has the money, but not everybody does. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Pat.
I've got two things. First of all, this man is a one-song wonder. And it's probably not even his song. This is what they're telling him to say, and this is what he's saying. If he was left to his own devices, he probably couldn't say anything that even made sense to any of us.
And you're talking about the president.
I'm talking about that man that lives in the White House.
Yeah, Bush, okay.
Secondly, these are Christian conservatives, and there's a passage in the Bible, whatever you do for the least of mine, you do for me. Somehow, he was trying to tell us, take care of those around you. Take care of those that might need help. See, these Christians kind of baffle me because they don't seem to be real Christians. They don't care about the least. They care about themselves. And that's it. That's all I was going to say.
Well, I find what you say to be very, very interesting. I mean, even President Bush over the weekend with the passing of the Pope echoed the Pope's thoughts about taking care of the weakest in society, yet his Social Security plan runs counter to that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like I've said to you before, what does he care? He will never have to worry about supporting himself and his wife after they are retired. It'll never be a problem for him. He has nothing to even that can give him a proper frame of reference where this is concerned. So,
why do you think that's such a tough sell?
Which one?
Social Security.
That it's going to survive or that it's not?
That it's a tough sell to some people.
Because they want to believe, I think a lot of people, and I've talked to young people, and initially they want to believe that they can get out there and they can make the magic happen. And then when you start talking about how it's really going to unfold and how it's really going to play out, if, God forbid, it is privatized, I've had people look at me and go, ooh, well, I didn't know that. And my answer is, well, you need to find out. You need to get a clue. You know, because it's not the pie in the sky that this man is trying to tell everybody it is. And people, anybody that I've spoken to, once they understood how it was going to play out at the end, they just said, uh-oh, I don't think I want to do this.
All right. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Dwayne and Longmont, very quickly, Dwayne, about 45 seconds. Go.
Real quickly, Jay.
Yes.
There's a big difference between having a small amount of money in the market and having a large amount of money in the market. If you own half of a company, I've invested a lot, and I know what investment's all about, and especially trading in the stock market. If you own half of a company, having to sell that stock, having to trade that stock, having to make money off of that stock is very different than owning, like, let's say, a couple thousand shares. A couple thousand shares, you can sell into that market, and you can do it anytime you want to.
Yeah, I know, I understand all of that, but what do you do when you don't have the money to invest in the stock market? What do you do when you can barely afford to make a house payment?
But what my point is that when the Social Security Trust Fund swings into the stock market, it's going to be a very different scenario than just people thinking about it from their own individual standpoint of, I've got a couple thousand shares here, and I've got a couple thousand shares there, and a couple thousand shares there. It's going to be a tremendous amount of the total community is going to be involved in the stock market.
You know what? The total community is not going to be involved because it's not going to happen because we don't have the money to start it up. That's number one. And number two, and public opinion polls are running against privatization. And number three, having those private investment accounts does nothing to fix the perceived problems with Social Security that Bush goes around the country yelling about.
I absolutely agree. But on the counterpoint is this. Is that it's not going to work if you put it in because the markets themselves won't work right if you put that much money in there.
All right, Dwayne. Thanks, man. I appreciate your time. I hope you have a good day.
Bye.
All right. It's 6:55 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, 5 minutes in front of 7. Coming up next, American citizens acting as vigilantes on the border and your thoughts about the passing of the Pope.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences. your first choice for distance learning.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8058. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8058. That's 800-330-8058.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Intelligent Office at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
A famous Democrat once said, ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says, ask not what your listeners can do for you, but what you can do for your listeners.
866-554-4USA. 866-554-4USA.
Now, more than ever,
we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Talk radio at its best.
AKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman, the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator Richard Lugar is getting ready to host confirmation hearings on Thursday on the controversial nomination of John R. Bolton as the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Bolton has been a sharp critic of the world body. From all indications, the hearings are beginning to take on the image of WrestleMania as congressional figures for and against the nominee square off. Lugar has already received a list of some 62 and growing critics against the nomination from members of both the Democratic and Republican parties. Not to be outdone, some 66 supporters have come forward with a similar list indicating why they feel Bolton should hold the post of ambassador. Asked to comment, journalist Sam Rosenfeld of the American Prospect, who gave this preview of the impending Senate hearings to air America's Morning Sedition.
There's a 10-8 split between Republicans and Democrats on that committee, and all 8 Democrats are very likely going to vote against him, and if they can get one of these 3 moderate Republicans, it still goes to the floor, but it goes without a recommendation from the Foreign Relations Committee, and that might give cover to enough moderate Republicans to just derail the entire nomination. So it really will come down to the hearings, which start on Thursday. It might go on because it's going to be very contentious and covering a lot of dirty dealings in this guy's past.
Web writer Sam Rosenfeld of the American Prospect on America's Air America's Morning's Edition. While the effort continues to derail the Bolton nomination, there's word that Foreign Relations Committee staffers are now examining charges that Bolton attempted to intimidate or victimize 2 career intelligence officials for what he viewed as their alarmist analysis of intel on purported Cuban biological weapons. The graves of former Israeli Prime Minister and his wife have been defaced in the Jerusalem cemetery. Police say vandals spray-painted the words murdering dog in Hebrew over the names of Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin and his wife Leah. Both believe the vandalism may be linked to recent incidents that may involve ultranationalist Jews. Rabin was assassinated in 1995 by a Jew who opposed his moves for peace with Palestinians. His widow died of cancer 5 years later. Pundits in the world of Catholicism say the field is wide open on who will succeed the late Pope John John Paul II, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. Funeral services for the late pontiff will be held this Friday at 10 a.m. in Italy or 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Millions will begin filing past his body beginning 3 hours from now until Friday when the Mass will be heard. President Bush will be among the world leaders expected to attend the funeral. And Newsweek over the weekend reported that Jordanian-born terrorist mastermind Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was not Osama bin Laden's first choice to lead the insurgency in Iraq.
News brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. Orkin offers free inspections to help prevent termites from eating you out of house and home. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin Man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, the good news, earlier stalls and accidents on southbound I-25, those have been cleared. The bad news, it's a real slow ride from 104th down to the Turnpike. Then we're jamming from 58th down to Spear. Eastbound I-70, now seeing some trouble with the rollover accident.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California finance lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Subway Restaurant's $2.49 daily special, a different 6-inch sub every day of the week. Mondays, get a savory turkey breast and ham 6-inch sub loaded with all your favorites.
Want to make money selling products on the internet that you don't have to see, touch, or even ship? Sound unbelievable? Well, it's true. All you do is sit back and collect the cash from each sale. It's that simple. Everything you need to get started is on a free CD-ROM from Internet Speedway. This proven program is an extraordinary tool for making money on the internet because it lets you sell products before you buy them. So there's no money to lose or risk to take. You can sell thousands of products for a huge profit, and we ship them out for you. So we do all the work, and you make all the money. You can start making cash right away. Using the Internet Speedway system, you may never have to work a regular job again. Find out how to make a lot of money off the internet with products you don't have to touch, store, or even ship by calling for your free CD-ROM. The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-5537. 1-800-339-5537. That's 1-800-339-5537.
Your life. Call 1-866-73-PROFIT now. That's 1-866-73-PROFIT.
If the government murders truth, if we cannot respect the hearts of these people, then this is not the country in which I was born in, and it's certainly not the country that I want to die in.
Jay Marvin.
These loud needs introduce myself.
For 31 years in this business, it was like the blacklist years. You had to, like, hide who you were and what you were about.
This is still a government of the people, for the people, by the people.
I feel totally and completely liberated.
I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views.
The worst president we've ever had.
I love to celebrate come in the morning.
America's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. What a good-looking morning along the Front Range, but it may change. Mostly sunny early, then becoming mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, and a high near 71. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you this morning, 303-713-7600. And it's this hour's $1,000 name is Don Saddleberg from Aurora. Cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. All right, I don't know if you saw this in the paper over the weekend, but Citizens Border Patrol, Patriots or Vigilantes, it's the front page of the Denver Post. Closely watched by nervous governments on both sides of the border, hundreds of anti-immigrant activists fanned out into the desert of southern Arizona on Saturday, launching a self-styled Citizens Patrol to spot illegal immigrants sneaking into the United States. The 400 or so volunteers of what's known as the Minuteman Project got an enthusiastic send-off from Colorado U.S. Representative Tom Tancredo, one of the nation's harshest critics of immigration policy. Tancredo dismissed critics who say that the activists are taking the law into their own hands. This thing makes me uneasy. Yes, I realize that illegal immigration is a problem. Don't we all realize that? But to have ordinary citizens acting as vigilantes? Or maybe you view them as being patriots. Now, the Border Patrol says they don't want these people's help. They don't want these people involved. Let me quote it from the newspaper here. We don't support this. We don't condone it, said Andrea Zortman, a Border Patrol spokeswoman. We feel they're going to be more of a hindrance to our job than a help. People came from all over the United States in RVs, rental cars. And, of course, the press is down there, and they're all over this. Over the next month, participants will staff fixed outposts and conduct roving patrols. Organizers say that many will be armed, and they have strict instructions not to stop or harm immigrants, but only to report them to the Border Patrol. Tom Tancredo said, "We are saying to our government, please enforce the law. That's not a radical idea. That's not a vigilante idea." And Tancredo received a standing ovation from these people when he talked to them on Friday. All right, do you agree with these patrols, yes or no? 303-713-7600. And I'm just opening up the phones here to have a discussion about immigration this hour. And about illegal immigration. And whether you want these people doing this or not. It makes me feel very, very, very uncomfortable. If all they're going to do is spot these illegal immigrants, then what do they need weapons for? Why are they carrying guns with them? All right, let's go to Mike McGarry, who's the spokesman for the Minuteman Project, and we can ask him some questions. Mike, good morning, and welcome to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Rise and Shine, my favorite town. Two of the best years of my life, my junior and senior year there.
Oh, all right. Mike, are these people, these Minutemen, are they armed?
Well, some are. In Arizona, you know, it's an unusual thing. I'm from Colorado, too, and see people actually on the street walking around with exposed weapons. It's kind of a pretty shocking thing for us out-of-staters. But, it's a common occurrence here in Arizona. So, yeah, some will be.
And why do they feel that they need to be armed?
Well, I can't explain why they feel. It's just the fact that they are, and some people, I suppose, are comfortable with that, and others aren't. I mean, they're in potentially in a tenuous situation. I think that maybe they think that as a last resort, they had to do something to protect themselves, they would. But this situation is such that they are strictly, as any neighborhood watch would, observe and report to the Border Patrol, not confront. And that ethos has been pounded into them, and they're all eminently aware of that.
Do you guys have any screening mechanism for these volunteers?
Well, as good as we can. I mean, we've had to weed out some people already, and it's pretty self. Yes, we do have a screening mechanism. It's not the FBI background check, but we do the best we can. We have the capacity to run limited backgrounds, and plus we do interviews and try to get as close a feel for who we're dealing with here, and we've had to reject people, and we do reject them. So that's that.
When you reject them, what do they usually get rejected for?
Well, there are some people who have sort of notorious reputations for being crazy guys, and they're just out of hand rejected. And others, if, for example, it appears that they may not be able to hold the line line with regard to the policies that you observe, you report, and you don't confront. If anybody seems to be not capable of that, we just make an observation and thank them, but that we can't use their service.
Approximately how many people do you have doing this?
Well, right now, we're starting the patrols this morning. There are 200 people in place and two of the five sections. The other three sections haven't been manned yet. We have Friday, we had 450 people in town ready to go. We have a 1,260-person confirmed database. And over the month period, we're expecting, the organizers are expecting a potential 1,500. And those commitments are commitments for anywhere from the minimum full day to as much as the whole month-long period.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7, we're talking to Mike McGurry, spokesperson for the Minutemen Project in Tombstone, Arizona. How do you react to the Border Patrol's statement that they would rather you not be there?
Well, it's typical of Border Patrol management. First of all, I understand their concerns. I mean, it would be a concern I would have if I were Border Patrol management. On the other hand, I can tell you, if you were able to interview and get the word from the Border Patrolers per se, the grassroots people, the people in the field, they would tell you a different story. They, of course, cannot make public comments about that because they'd be posted in Alaska. And they support it, generally speaking. At least that's the feedback we get from them. And they've been demonstrably supportive when we were at the Border Patrol sites and just their overly friendly attitude. They want more attention drawn to this. They're on the battlefield. They're on the front lines. They're the ones that are getting who have their lives at risk, and they know the truth of the situation out here. So our general sense is they're supportive of it, but they, of course, they can't go public on that.
And you guys see this as really a means of social protest more than anything else.
I think that's probably fair. You know, and we're asking the United States Congress and the President to stop abdicating their responsibilities, to stop being malfeasant in their office, stop violating their oaths of office, and do the job that polls show 80% of Americans want done and want done right now.
But I still, you know, it still bothers me that there are people that are armed doing this.
Okay.
It does. I mean, what's, you know, I mean...
Look, I can understand you're being bothered. It's probably fair to say, not speaking for the project, my own personal thing, I might be a little bit bothered, but you got to remember too. There are desperados out there. There are people toting weapons and people willing to use them, and they have used them. They use them against the Border Patrol. Use them against migrants while they capture, torture, and sometimes even murder them. So it's prudence may be the reason why some people think that they should be armed.
And then you have the Mexican government running soldiers over on the other side of the border trying to discourage immigrants from coming through, correct?
Well, I don't know if they're trying to discourage them. I mean, there's a lot of... it's ill-defined exactly what they're doing. I think it's as much a show of force as anything. You got to remember the Mexican government has, over the last several years, made probably a couple hundred incursions into this country. And that military and the federal police have been known to escort migrants across. And I mean, the Mexican government itself produces a DVD and it has a book they produce on how to get across the border and once you're here, how to entrench yourself. So I don't know what those guys are doing over there, but I don't think it's to necessarily discourage migration. I think it's to just show defiance.
In the end, what would you like to see here? A wall built? I mean, what would you like to see the United States government do?
Well, like any civilized country, and most countries try to enforce this, we want people to come through the ports of entry. That's what happens. As Tom Tancredo says, he's never heard of anybody raped, murdered, dying of dehydration that comes through the ports of entries. It needs to be orderly. We allow 1.2 million legal immigrants enter this country a year. That's a number that is far more than all of the world's countries combined admit in their collectively in a year. We're the most legal immigrant admitting nation in the world. Time magazine says that we're now at 3 million successful illegal entrants a year. It's completely out of control. We need to seal the border and we have the capacity to do it. It's just not the political will. But we need to seal the border and make sure everybody comes and goes through ports of entry. That's the way things are supposed to be done.
All right, Mike, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you got it. There's Mike McCrary, spokesman for the Minuteman Project at 17 minutes after 7. Well, do you favor this? Are you against it? How do you feel about it? Are these patriots or are they vigilantes? 303-713-7600, and we'll take your calls coming up here on AM 7.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or a half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Double your money and get things half-price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Campaign on AM 760. Register online at am760.net and click on the new business network icon. Next breakfast, April 20.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
1-800, that's 303-271-1800. Go Dish.
Bombardier ATV. Follow no one. Yeah. Offer ends 6:30:05. See dealer for complete offer details. Riders must be at least 16 years of age and have taken a training course.
We've
Put up with a lot of name-calling here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. The best new radio station in Denver? That's a name we can live with. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Voted best new station in town. In Westward's Best of Denver edition, and Jay Marvin was singled out as the best radio host return. Start your day off with Jay Marvin, weekday morning 6 to 10. And stick around for the rest of the day to find out what the hype's all about on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Two minutes after 7, mostly sunny early, then becoming cloudy later with a high near 71, and we got a chance for some thunder showers. We're talking about the Citizen Border Patrol. Are they patriots or vigilantes? It bothers me that some of them are armed. What do they intend to do with those weapons that they're carrying around out there? 303-713-7600, and it opens up a larger question of illegal immigration in this country, and how in the world do we stop it? Let's go to Daniel in Englewood. Daniel, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Not too bad for a Monday morning. Pretty good.
All right. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, these Minutemen, you know, if that's how they want to spend their time, that's their business. I don't agree with it, but I certainly wouldn't take any steps to try to stop them, because they're just showing themselves for what they are.
Which is?
Hey, should be pretty self-explanatory. You know, I guess it all depends on your point of view, where you're looking at it from. So I don't think I'll take that comment any further. I'm a former righty. Probably haven't been since Reagan ran for re-election, because his first time around, I started to wake up and see, you know, all the lies.
Right.
I'm also a homosexual man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that my personal opinion that the immigrants that come across the border illegally are, yes, they're breaking the law. I don't think that law has ever been really enforced too much for the 200 years of this country. And I think that the immigrants that come across the border provide us Americans with far more benefit than they take anything from us. They're wonderful, warm, loving people who love and care for their families and who take their hard-earned paycheck, and they, believe me, a lot of them don't earn average income. And
no,
they'll send their money back to Latin America.
No, they earn far below.
To raise their family up so that they can be middle-class people, and that's good for Americans. And I think
what do you say to a guy, though, for instance, that's got a business and he's competing against another business, and the other business is hiring illegal immigrants and paying them below minimum wage, and therefore he can operate his business cheaper. So the other guy who's hiring legals and paying minimum wage or above minimum wage has to close his business because he can't stay competitive.
Well, they're actually, I don't know any illegals who are working for less than minimum wage. I know a lot of illegals. I know a lot. And I have many friends who are. In fact, so many of my friends are illegal. Kids that grew up in this country, they may be not born here, but people that I know that grew up in this country, and they're hardworking, they're dedicated to their families, and what do I say to I say that that's really kind of minor. I don't know too many illegals that would be willing to work for less than minimum wage. I know a lot of illegals. I know a lot of them. And
where do you meet all these illegals?
My friends, well, my partner is illegal. And, you know, if I was allowed to marry him, he would no longer be illegal. But that's another subject. And his family and many of his family's friends are illegal. They've been in this country for decades.
And they don't work for below minimum wage?
Not one of them. Not one of them. That's ridiculous. I don't know a single illegal who works. Now, I'm not going to say it doesn't happen.
It does.
Because there are unscrupulous people out there who will try to take advantage of people who are in a position that, you know, most of them will stand up for themselves and say, hey, this ain't right. I'll move on and find a place where they're going to treat me fair. And, you know, they're no different than you and I, Jay. or your next.
Well, I'm not saying they're any different, but I'm saying that a lot of them. Hold a minute. I'm not saying they're any different, but I'm saying that a lot of them get exploited, and a lot of them are paid minimum wage. And there's an article today in the New York Times in which several people in New York City are being indicted for bringing Mexican women into the United States of America and forcing them into sexual slavery.
That's wrong. Well, I mean that should be pretty self-explanatory. That's wrong. It's immoral. It's wrong. I hear this subject touched on a lot on talk radio. I listen to Progressive Talk, Air America, and AM 760 a lot. I've been streaming Air America since its inception. And the subject gets touched on. It never really goes very deep. And I think you're going to find in progressives that and Democrats that it's all over the board. I'm probably in the minority. And I'm just saying things from my point of view, from what I see. They're the hardest darn working people. I'll tell you what, that come across.
I don't think anybody's saying they're not hard working. I don't think that's what anybody's saying. But what I think they are saying is that a lot of them end up being exploited. That they're exploited by the people who either bring them over or the people who hire them. And one of the reasons why they hire them is because they can pay them less money. Daniel, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate you letting me air my feelings on this. I hear it come up on talk radio.
All right, I appreciate the call. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you. 303-713-7600. We're talking about this Citizens Border Patrol. They call themselves the Minutemen. They won't liken themselves to the Boston Tea Party. However, I'm not so sure that the people in the Boston Tea Party protest were, A, carrying guns, and, B, maybe they were, but that they weren't out patrolling for other individuals. About 400 people, many of them armed, are going to watch illegal immigrants crossing into the United States through the vast desert out there in the desert southwest. So are these people patriots or are they vigilantes? 303-713-7600, 729, 29 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And it's about time to get a look at some progressive traffic now from Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Crews have cleared a rollover accident. It's off to the left shoulder, eastbound I-70, approaching I-25. We're still jammed back to Sheridan. Southbound I-25 is slow from 104th down to the Turnpike, then again from 58th to Spear, and as you make your way through T-Rex. Southbound 225, sluggish toward the Tech Center, and we're slow eastbound I-270 right around York. And looking at Boulder Streets, Arapahoe and Broadway are crowded. We're loaded up on the diagonal on Highway 93, and Denver bound on the Turnpike, it's busy from Sheridan over to Pecos. Boulder weather today, partly sunny with possible afternoon thunderstorm and highs near 70. Right now, it's 42 degrees. Why is K&H the only window and siding company in Colorado personally endorsed by Tom Martino? How about quality materials, professional installation, and their exclusive Lifetime Plus guarantee? You won't find another like it. Call for details and to schedule your free in-home estimate at 421-7100 or go to KHWindow.com.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or a half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9360. That's 1-800-590-9360. 1-800-590-9360.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
Ink cartridges, electronic accessories, and more. And don't forget batteries. So visit your neighborhood Radio Shack today.
Westwork recently voted Jay Marvin Denver's best radio host return. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, is celebrating Jay's successful return to the front range with a huge homecoming party. And you're invited. Wednesday, April 6th, join AM 760 at the Theater Cafe in downtown Denver, 5 to 7 p.m. for happy hour, drink specials, and free appetizers. Great food, great drinks, and great conversation. Only the best to celebrate Denver's best prodigal son, Jay Marvin. For more information, log on to AM 760.
Good morning, 7:33 on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for a high today of around 71. Mostly sunny, then becoming mostly cloudy, and we have a chance of some thundershowers. 303-713-7600. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and we're talking about the Citizen Border Patrols, the Minutemen. Are they patriots or are they vigilantes? Let's go to the phones. And we'll go to Glenn in Fort Collins. Glenn, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi, Glenn.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. I just caught a little bit of what you were talking about when I was driving my daughter to school. And I guess I was calling up because I hate to see that the Minutemen have to do what they're doing, but I believe there's just been a total failure of our border enforcement. And anytime people want any sort of change in what is going on in their country, they need to take it into their own hands if the government won't do it. So I think as long as they're down there and they're being peaceful, they're obeying the law, I think what they're doing is fine.
Doesn't bother you that some of them are carrying guns?
Well, I would prefer they not to, but I'm sure some of the people coming across the borders are carrying guns also. And I guess as long as they're just doing self-defense, that's okay with me. I would not want them to use them.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're not trained.
Right.
And you don't know who's there and who's not there. I mean, for instance, this project is getting praise from a lot of Aryans. A lot of neo-Nazis think this is a great idea. They're posting, they're writing in support on their websites of this project.
Well, you know, I think everyone associated with that project and anyone who just wants a legitimate immigration reform because of the numbers like I do just need to distance themselves from people like that. And there's always going to be some fringe elements on both sides that I think you just have to say we have nothing to do with, and we're here for different reasons than what they are. But I do think that immigration in general is a big issue for the United States, and it's all, for me, because of the numbers and what it's doing to the population in the United States, and then the secondary impacts on the environment, the wages of especially the working poor that are here already, and the economy of the United States. So I think we do need to take some action on reducing immigration in a responsible way. And nothing against any of the people that are coming over, because I think it's already been mentioned. For the most part, they're hardworking people, and they're doing it for their families and so forth, and because they can't make a good wage where they live. But I think there are some negative impacts in the United States, and we have to deal with this in a responsible manner.
All right, Glenn. Appreciate the call, and I hope you have a good day.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you bringing up this topic, because I haven't heard much of it at all on progressive radio, and I do consider myself to be progressive, and I know many, many people feel like we do need to deal with the numbers, kind of from a Dick Lamb perspective. You know, I don't know if you've talked to him or had him on, but...
His point about subsidized labor is a good one.
Right.
About how the fact that, you know, that people don't own, that they don't earn enough to be able to afford medical care, and that what ends up happening is we end up subsidizing it.
Yeah, you had a great article in the Denver Post yesterday, and I agree with from that standpoint. And frankly, the United States is not empty anymore like it was, you know, 50, 100, 200 years ago, and we're getting many, many problems associated with the environment, congestion, crowding, and so forth, just from the numbers, which immigration could drive to half a billion people by 2050 and maybe up to a billion people by the year 2100. And I can't see us having the same number of people as China does.
Boy, me neither. Glenn, thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right, that frees up a line at 303-713-7600, 303-consular meticular, whatever they call that card that they give them. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, my sentiments with the previous caller is right on the money. Our government has failed. It's fact. I don't think the Border Patrol has failed. I think our government has failed the Border Patrol. Underfunding, not giving them enough, people to work with. And it's not that, you know, I want these people to earn a good living, but I want them to do it legally. And I think, there's been a corporations are taking advantage of the lower income wages, and therefore it affects everybody else that's working here and pushes our wages down along with it.
Well, as Dick Lamb says, we're getting, you know, those corporations are getting subsidized labor.
Well,
because they can afford to pay them less because the taxpayers are picking up the slack through health care and other public benefits.
Well, here's the other aspect of that. You know, we're paying their medical, you know, I pay $700 a month in health insurance because I'm, self-employed. So, you know, we're paying, they get free health care while they're here because their income of what they show, since a lot of it's cash, they get free health care. So they don't show that big of an income, so they qualify. I mean, that's exactly what's going on. And it's a travesty. It really is.
All right, pal. I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Okay, have a good day. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, I think it's a great idea.
You like it?
Absolutely. It's fantastic.
And what's so great about it?
It's just great. Red State's ruling. Why'd they kick you out of Chicago?
Yeah, all right, another brain stem. Here's Hans in Denver. Hans, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey.
I'm a union structural iron worker. And in reference to the homosexual guy that called in previously, the thing is a lot of them aren't working for minimum wage or less, but what they're doing is working for way less wages than union scale.
Absolutely.
And what's happening is, union contractors are having a hard time competitive bidding with these companies that are paying these guys like $10 an hour. Yes, that's above minimum wage, but way below union scale, and it's driving the unions into the ground.
It hurts, it hurts all of us, basically, because it drives down wages. But then again, the other side of it is, I'm not so sure that these guys running around down there with guns and trying to equate that to, the Boston Tea Party is a good idea.
No, I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is, tell you the truth, I think this government has a lot to do with that.
I think you're right, because you know what it is?
It's because both sides are making money.
That's right. There you go. Absolutely. See, I'm with you, Hans. I think both sides are making money.
Hell yeah. I mean, look what the FBI and the CIA is doing on the drugs and on the boat docks in Chicago. They're
You know, there's trade-offs being made there with, you know, gang members and everything else. Drugs, trading off government with drugs and guns.
See, to me, we should be cracking down on businesses on this side of the border, not running around down there trying to seal off the border. We should crack down on those businesses that hire illegal immigrants.
Exactly, and that's the same reason why the government should crack down on the companies outsourcing their jobs.
I agree 100%. Hans, thanks for a great call.
Right on, Jay.
All right, man. 303-713-7600. Illegal immigration and the Minutemen down on the border. Are they patriots or vigilantes? We'll take more of your calls coming up here at 7:42, 18 minutes.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8058. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8058. That's 800-330-8058.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
So call 1-866-73-PROFIT to reserve your space today and get a free gift when you attend. Bridge the financial...
Two rooms... And just $36.99 for four rooms. You get your cable favorites like ESPN, Disney, Discovery Channel, plus all your local channels. And now, the real good stuff. Call Go Dish right now and get an additional 130 channels free for 3 months. Movie channels, premium sports channels, even Sirius satellite music free for 3 months. And it gets even better. There's no equipment to buy. Installation up to four rooms is free. And there's a lifetime warranty. Call Go Dish right now and get hooked up within 24 hours. 303-271-1800. That's 303-271-1800. Go Dish.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Program tailored to successful business people, call 303-623-1888 or log on to colorado.edu/executive MBA.
A famous Democrat once said, ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says, ask not what your listeners can do for you, but what you can do for your listeners.
How about later on, though? And high of 71, and we do have a chance of some thunder showers. Right now, it's just clear blue skies, beautiful morning here along the Front Range. Jay Marvin with you. Citizen Border Patrol, are they patriots or are they vigilantes? And we're talking about immigration in general. Let's get back on the phones. We'll go to Dave in Arapahoe County. Dave, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Dave.
Good. Listen, I think they're patriots, and I'm speaking as a Mexican-American, and I emphasize that because I am a Mexican. I'm an American of Mexican descent. My family has been here for 100 years, and I really think somebody has to, you know, take a shot across the bow because, you know, this has to stop. They're taking advantage of us. We have people here whose incomes are dropping, but this administration, I just think they're patriots.
I don't know if I see them as being patriots. I understand their frustration. I think their frustration is what most of us feel. But to me, there's a better way to get draw attention to the problem rather than having guys running around who are not trained carrying guns. That scares the hell out of me.
Well, it scares the heck out of me, too. But I'll tell you what, how long does this have to go on? It's been going on for, you know, what, 20, 25 years, longer than that.
Well, I think we should ask the President of the United States why he doesn't crack down on his big business buddies who are hiring these illegals.
Well, I agree with you totally. I mean, he's turning a blind eye to this because his buddies are, you know, filling their pockets with money. But some statement has to be made that says the citizenry of this country has had it. We're done with it. We need to do something. And I think that's what these guys are trying to do. Heaven, hell, I hope no one gets hurt. That may not be possible, but something has to be done.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call, man. Have a good day.
Okay, bye now.
All right, let's go to Ray in Lakewood. Ray, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I just wanted a brief comment on what the last caller said, and I it's totally ludicrous. These guys are nothing but vigilantes. And the other thing is a lot of these immigrants bring a lot of good to the U.S. And this country's been built on, and every single minority group that came has always had some kind of stigma tax where, you know, they pay taxes, the Polish, the Eastern Europeans, all these people, you know, they had, there was more land at the time, but when the economy is good, no one says anything, but now the economy is going south, and this is an office, it's all back to immigrants, and especially in Arizona, it's a travesty, and I hope no one gets hurt.
Yeah, but do you deny that they don't that they drive wages down?
Well, I do believe that, but they also pay a lot of taxes. They're given a right to pay taxes, but they're not given a right to other types of it's basically hypocritical. They're not given rights to medical. They're not given rights for discrimination. Those kinds of rights that were given to us Americans, but it's almost hypocritical to give them rights to pay taxes. And, you know, to pay a lot of the companies, they're able to buy their products and, you know, get their money off them. I think that's my point. I think it's all like an economic. I don't think it has to be so much racial, but the last caller, I'm sure he would have been really, really offended or discriminated against when his grandparents and were probably discriminated back in the few hundred or a few generations ago. So I don't think that.
Well, I see them as being economic pawns caught in a game between two countries and the business community. That's basically how I see them.
Right, and I see the same thing too. I mean, it's not a race thing. It's mostly an economic class, and I see this as just another outcry of American desperation. We're a country that is offering a lot in this world, and right now, I think we're grabbing straws and bringing people that can't really make a footing in their own country, so they're coming here, and it's just an easy convenience just to go down there and just shoot them, just get them out of there, get them across the border. It's just, well, that's basic. It's just basic hypocrisy and almost xenophobic type of reaction.
All right, Ray. Appreciate the call, man.
Bye.
Have a good day. Let's go to James in Denver. James, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, James, I got you.
Hey, it's great talking to you, Jay.
Nice to have you on.
I just wanted to comment on the one thing that I actually think I have something to add, and that's health care. I'm a physician that works, among other places, at Denver Health Medical Center, and there's a large number of indigent illegal aliens that are cared for there. And one of your previous callers had mentioned that these illegal immigrants get free health care. And I just kind of wanted to correct that fallacy. That's something that I've heard a lot of, and it depends, I guess, on what you consider to be health care. I mean, are you still there? I'm on a cell phone.
Yeah, okay. I got you. Go ahead.
So what they end up getting is when they're sick enough to need to be hospitalized or when they need to have dialysis or when they need to have surgery emergently, then they do get subsidized health care. But as far as outpatient visits and preventive health care, and now lately with this taking out of presumptive eligibility of Medicaid for pregnant illegal aliens, they don't even get prenatal care. So I don't really think that they get free health care. I don't think that they get the same that people that have a Social Security number, for example, get. And I can speak to that from personal experience, and I just wanted to correct that fallacy.
Well, if they get hospitalized, though, we, the taxpayers, end up paying for it, correct?
That is true. That is true to a large degree, we end up paying for it. Actually,
all right, so in a sense, wouldn't that be subsidized labor for big corporations?
It certainly could be considered that, I agree. The one thing that I wonder, though, and I honestly can't speak to this, is that a large amount of the funding for, I think, Denver Health Medical Center has started to come not from the government but also from private donors. So I think that it's not just the taxpayers that end up paying for that. I think there are some individuals and entities that donate money that subsidize the health care as well.
All right, man. James, great call. Thank you for the information.
Thank you.
303-713-7600, Ed in Broomfield. Ed, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello?
Hi, Ed.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm doing great. Say, did anybody say whether Tom Tancredo had the illegals with him that were doing reconstruction on his house?
No, it doesn't say that.
Well, I just wondered if he was showcasing them while he was down there.
No, I didn't know that there were illegals doing construction on his house.
Yeah, about a year or two ago, it came to light that he had a bunch of illegals doing some renovations, and he said, well, I didn't know about it.
Uh-oh. But,
anyway, it's always, these holier-than-thou guys that stand up. Couple of concerns, though.
Quickly, because we're running out of time.
Well, the thing about this bootstrap thing that they're doing down there, once they get empowered to do this...
All right, hang on a second. We'll carry this over into the next hour. Hold on, Ed. Can you hold on through the news?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hang on, and if you want to join Ed, 303-713-7600, 755, 5 minutes in front of 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Want to make money selling products on the internet that you don't have to see, touch, or even ship? Sound unbelievable? Well, it's true. All you do is sit back and collect the cash from each sale. It's that simple. Everything you need to get started is on a free CD-ROM from Internet Speedway. This proven program is an extraordinary tool for making money on the internet because it lets you sell products before you buy them. So there's no money to lose or risk to take. You can sell thousands of products for a huge profit, and we ship them out for you. So we do all the work, and you make all the money. You can start making cash right away. Using the Internet Speedway system, you may never have to work a regular job again. Find out how to make a lot of money off the Internet with products you don't have to touch, store, or even ship by calling for your free CD-ROM. The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-5537. 1-800-339-5537. That's 1-800-339-5537.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure, you want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar, it's a website with half price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Intelligent Office at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from zero to 70 affiliates in less than a year.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week.
make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
FedEx Kinko's locations. Offer good through May 31st, 2005. No cash value. Void where prohibited. Not valid online or in combination with other offers or discounts.
Now, more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Talk radio at its best.
AKZN Thornton Boulder.
America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The White House has confirmed that President Bush and the First Lady will be attending funeral services this Friday for the late Pope John Paul II. White House spokesman Scott McClellan said White House would announce the rest of the delegation to attend a funeral with Bush later today. The American-backed coup d'etat returns from exile in the Republic of South Africa. The graves of former Israeli Prime Minister and his wife have been defaced in the Jerusalem cemetery. Police say vandals spray-painted the words "murdering dog" in Hebrew over the names of Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin and his wife Leah. Police believe the vandalism may be linked to recent incidents that may involve ultranationalist Jews. Rabin was assassinated back in 1995 by a Jew who opposed his moves for peace with Palestinians. His widow died of cancer 5 years later. Hardline opponents of a planned withdrawal from the Gaza Strip have been using Holocaust and Nazi slogans to denounce Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and others who support the pullout. There's more information coming to the surface on the reasons why the Bush administration justified war in Iraq in 2003. The Observer yesterday reported that alcoholic cousin of an aide to Ahmed Salami has emerged as a key source in the U.S. rationale for going to war. The recently released U.S. Presidential Commission on the War in Iraq revealed that the basis for pivotal intelligence on Iraq's alleged biological weapons programs can be directly tied to information received from men they describe as a spy. That person was often referred to as crazy by intelligence handlers. You're listening to AIR, America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Orkin Pest Control.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9360. That's 1-800-590-9360. 1-800-590-9360.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
111-303-831-1111. Some restrictions may apply. Member of the Better Business Bureau.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of Good morning. It's 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Citizen Border Patrol, are they patriots or vigilantes? This was on the front of the Denver Post yesterday, and it's talking about the Minuteman Project, which kicks off in around Tombstone, Arizona today. Coming up at 8:35, we hope to have Tom Tancredo on the line to ask him about the fact that he was down there speaking to these Minutemen and whether he considers them to be patriots or vigilantes, and how he feels about people running around down there with guns. Let's go back to Ed in Broomfield, who started to say something really good, but we ran out of time. Ed, you're back out of the phone zone. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. You know, just so you know, I'm a Hispanic, and I've grown up with racism in this country my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that bothers me about these Minutemen and these patriots is it's the beginning of empowerment for these people. You know, once they start this business, the next thing they'll be doing is fanning out to the, you know, to New Mexico, to Colorado, going into the cities, and accosting, you know, people that look Hispanic and finding out if they're, are you Mexican? Are you a U.S. citizen? You know, this is just the tip of the iceberg for these guys to start doing something that's really bad for these people in this country.
So you're against this?
You bet I am. The other thing is, what happens, you know, nobody's addressed the issue of what happens when that first shot is fired and either a Mexican national is killed or one of these border guards kills one of themselves or somebody else. You know, you're going to see the old lawsuits coming out, and everybody's going to kind of try and wash their hands of this whole thing.
Yeah, there's just something kind of creepy about people operating outside the law.
Yeah, you know, it's just... You know, if these guys are wannabe soldiers, why don't they all enlist and get over to Iraq and take care of, you know, business over there if they feel so strong about this?
Or join the Border Patrol.
Right. Anyway, let's see. Did I have anything else? No, I think that's it.
All right, Ed. Thank you, man.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Ed, that opens up a line at 303-713-7600. Steve in Colorado Springs. Steve, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Steve.
I couldn't disagree with your last caller more. Bottom line is they are in every aspect of our society. They're growing in the construction industry like you wouldn't believe. They are bringing wages down. But the big thing is, hence, illegal. They are illegal. They should not be here. And if I tell you, if I lived closer to the border in California, I'd be there.
Yeah, see, you know something? I'm with you, and I realize that there's a problem. And I'm sure Ed, who was on here, he realizes there's a problem, too. But I'm not so sure people acting as, like, quote-unquote Kmart policemen is the way to go.
Well, bottom line is, if our country would do what they're supposed to do, we wouldn't have to. Because this has been going on for so long, people have had it. And I've heard other callers say, well, they don't get free medical care. That's a bunch of baloney. If you go to any emergency room, they will treat you for free. They have to treat you. If you, they said, another caller said that they pay taxes. No, they don't. If you're illegal, you cannot get a Social Security card.
They operate off other people's Social Security numbers.
I know what they do, because I have a friend of mine. He's not a friend anymore, but he used to hire these illegals. And what he would do is, he'd know that they are illegal. He'd take their Social Security card, right? Then he'd take the taxes out, and then he'd pocket the money.
Yeah, but you know something? Instead of having people running around down on the border, some of them carrying guns, wouldn't it be more prudent for the federal government to crack down on those people who hire illegals?
Exactly. Like I said, if our government would do what they're supposed to do, we wouldn't be in this problem.
Well, listen, you know, the Republicans control every branch of the government. I mean, I don't know. You know, it seems to me that if they wanted to get it done, they could.
Yeah, I know, but this has been going on for more than just the Republic. This has been going since Clinton, too.
No, but it's been going on before Clinton. But the problem is we're talking about who's in power right now and where the buck stops.
Oh, the buck stops. Oh, yeah, I'm really disappointed in Bush. I mean, I cannot believe his stance on this issue. because all the with his viewpoint, they are going to take advantage of it. I mean, I got a real quick solution that, you know, I feel like this. If since we're basically supporting a country anyway, why not just go ahead and say screw the illegal immigration, annex that country and take it over? That
will right. right. Invade a sovereign state and take it over. Goodbye. Yeah. See you later, you brainstem. I mean, come on. You got to give me a break. George in Federal Heights. George, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, George.
Well, I agree with everything that Ed said, with everything you're saying. I just want to add to that. Well, of course, I mean, the president is, or the federal government or whoever's behind this is setting up a very ridiculous situation. But I also fear a possible clash with Al-Qaeda, to tell you the truth. I mean, because I've read about accounts of Al-Qaeda camps in Panama, in Brazil, you know, there's suspicion of them penetrating the border through Mexico.
There are also some rumors about Al-Qaeda operating in Mexico as well.
Exactly. And I just want to, you know, to say that if we were to hypothetically clash with Al-Qaeda, I mean, our little vigilante group would be cut to pieces. You know, and I don't know if that's what Bush wants or just what he's, you know, I mean, the implications of this thing are not only horrific, but, I mean, they're wild. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But, you know, I mean, I think it's time that we really push the president to get licensed Border Patrol people out there and stop this ridiculous volunteer program and really step up on Homeland Security and do his responsibility, his duty for the American people. And, you know, I mean, we really need to give some attention to this thing.
All right, George, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, that frees up the line at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jim and Golden. Jim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hi.
Good morning, very, very much. Thank you. One question is, we just heard on the news that the president is going to go see the Pope at his funeral.
Right.
And, of course, the Pope chastised Bush for the Iraqi war. So,
absolutely.
Is that before or after he goes to Terry's funeral?
Terry's funeral is done with and is over. Sure, her body's been cremated, and then she's buried in Pennsylvania.
Oh, gosh. He must be very disappointed he couldn't go to that. He didn't get an invitation.
I don't think he was invited, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, he invited himself to the Congress. Anyway, let's move on. Stephen Huntington, are you familiar with him?
No.
He wrote a book in 1996 called The Clash of Civilizations, which is an excellent book on how the Western and Eastern hemispheres are building towards this need for global independence, in a sense. And then just recently came out with a book on who we are, which really depicts the Spanish immigration coming into the Southwest here and how, after a while, their population will be so strong that they will be able to pass laws that will benefit them greatly, whether it be bilingual street signs and so on and so forth, that they can almost take back this area that we took from them, you know, many years ago.
Yeah, there is somewhat of an irony revolving around this whole question, isn't there?
Yes, and then when you talk about the vigilantes in Arizona, you know, I don't think there's a person in this country, unless they've been in a cave too long, that realizes, hey, anybody can get across this border, and you don't have to bring anything with you. Once you get here, you meet your cohorts, you go to Walmart, you pick up all the ammunition and guns you need, and you walk across the street to the shopping mall, and you open fire. That's a novel by Tom Clancy called The Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, but I fail to see how that's connected to what we're talking about.
Well, the vigilantes wanted to protect our border from anybody coming in. Well, how do they know the difference between an Al-Qaeda or a Mexican
or
a Spaniard? Right. Just to get off here now, because I know I took a lot of your time, but how can we somehow make sure that they just stop people and make sure that the marijuana gets across, okay?
Hang the phone up. Just hang it up. Are we going to have one of those mornings? J. Jim in Lakewood. Jim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I was okay until the last caller. You know, I mean, what is it? There's not a full moon out in the middle of daylight savings, is there?
Well, I don't know. I guess my question is, being an anarcho-syndicalist, where is the labor movement? And where is the American left protecting the American worker?
I think they're there, but I think that they're by and large ineffective.
I mean, my point is, why isn't the labor movement out here trying to deal with this immigration issue and effectively? And you know, we have 20 million people in this country taking jobs, and because they're illegal, they work without benefits. They work for lower wages. They get abused by their employers. But they're taking jobs away from U.S. citizens. Now, I don't mean to be xenophobic, but I'm getting a little tired of it. The fact, George Bush's policy with regard to the immigration issue is very simple. He is supporting the business class.
Sure, by his guest worker program.
No.
That's what he wants.
Don't enforce the immigration laws. And what happens is you increase the supply of labor. And in a market economy, what happens when you increase the supply of anything? The price goes down. If he began to enforce it, if he began to send people back, if he began to punish employers for hiring illegal aliens, then the cost of labor would go up.
Well, there's the key right there, punishing the employers.
Well, and let me tell you. In the last year of the Clinton administration, there were 19 prosecutions in Colorado alone against employers for hiring illegal aliens. In 2004, guess how many prosecutions there were nationwide?
God, I want to say probably less than 25.
Zero. Absolutely zero. This is not... I mean, I hear all this stuff about he's courting the Latino vote and all of the rest. Again, and I think I've said this before, we need to stop on the left and recognize what the underlying issues that the conservatives, and particularly George Bush, is about. He is about one thing and one thing only, supporting the ruling class. They want to have cheap labor.
He's about supporting big business. I agree.
They want cheap labor. That's all they want. And the laws be damned.
You know, I can't disagree with anything you're saying, because I think that the way to control this is to punish the employers and dry up the demand. Listen, thank you. I appreciate the call. I got to run. It's 8:18, 18 minutes after 8, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Having a
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York Deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them.
To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8058. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8058. That's 800-330-8058.
You just heard the hard way. Now, here is the easy way. 1-800-922-1987. Call 3 days before you dig after facilities.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
South of the Boulder Turnpike, Mary and I have bought cars from Rockies, and we will buy from Rockies again. They're family-owned and operated. They've been there since 1982. Remember, they have only one rule. That's for you, the customer, to be happy. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but if you show up...
Denver's largest program vehicle outlet, 7070 Smith Road off Quebec. Be smart. Buy AutoSmart. Best prices guaranteed.
A famous Democrat once said, ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says, ask not what your listeners can do for you, but what you can do for your listeners. How about shorter commercial breaks and $1,000? We're giving you more time for Progressive Talk. And while you listen, you could become $1,000 richer. Go to am760.net for instructions. It pays to listen to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:23, 23 minutes after 8, mostly sunny early, then becoming cloudy later on today. Chance of some thundershowers and a high of 71. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're in the middle of talking about these Minutemen and these Citizen Border Patrol, whether they're patriots or vigilantes. We expect to get a call from Tom Tancredo, Representative Tom Tancredo, in about 10 minutes from right now. 303-713-7600. Let's get back on the phones. We'll go to Linda in Loveland. Linda, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to say that guns and hate are going to make for an explosive situation down there sooner, probably, rather than later.
So you think something will ultimately happen?
You bet.
Yeah, you know, see, I'm in favor of controlling immigration into the United States by putting pressure on the employers, by people who provide jobs at below wages, hire illegal immigrants. I'm for putting pressure on them. I'm not for people running around on the border toting firearms.
I agree.
All right, Linda, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
John of Wheat Ridge. John, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay. Regular listener, regular caller.
Welcome.
I have to agree with the last two callers. I kind of think that that's just a recipe for disaster. And really, the fact of the matter is I think that the caller before last really nailed it on the head. It's about the ruling class. I mean, whoever's in charge defines what the problem is or what the problems are. And, you know, really outside of people battling for low-wage jobs and construction, the construction industry, this isn't a problem to anyone else. They're getting cheap labor. They're not really worried about it. It's not an issue for them. But you add guns to the mix, that's just – and another thing, I think that there's always a hint of race politics within the whole immigration question. We just always seem to kind of dance around it a little bit. And I think that some of the people that are a little bit more vehemently against immigration tend to have just a hair of racism sometimes in their tone.
So you don't think it's jobs? You think it's racism?
I think it's both. I mean, obviously there's a problem there, but at the same time, it's one of those things where I think that the people that are really anti-immigration, I mean, it's usually targeted towards Latinos. I mean, there's other immigrants that come in too that are illegal. Now, I mean, it's definitely a lot harder to come in with the lack of the border, but there are other people that do come in, and there's just a little hair of that. I don't think that that's everybody's argument, obviously, because, I mean, there are jobs that are at stake, and that does affect the economy. But again, if the ruling class, which is the Republican elite, you know, if they're not against it, they're not gonna change anything.
Well, Bush wants that guest workers program. I'm against that too.
Yeah, I think that's sketchy too. I mean, but I think that he is trying to broaden out his base and not cause too many ripples with his whole situation as far as his voting, voting block. He wants to increase his voting block within the Latino community.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate the call.
Take care.
All right, take care. Your other phone's ringing. 303-713-7600. By the way, these vigilantes have cited illegal immigrants, and 18 immigrants have been arrested. Now, it's unclear to me, because I saw it on the wire, so it's unclear to me whether they arrested them or they had turned them over to the Border Patrol or what exactly happened there. Ted in Denver. Ted, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, Jay, I just want to give a little different take on this. I think these people aren't necessarily patriots or vigilantes. They're just really desperate people who have, for years, asked for some kind of control and haven't been able to get it.
Well, I think we'd all like some kind of control, but not all of us are going to go down on the border and start toting guns around.
Oh, this is a political statement. This is like guerrilla theater. Look what's happened since they said they're going to do this. Suddenly, the Border Patrol is shifting 500 agents down onto the Arizona border.
Well, that was in the plan. That was in the works, though, before this ever started.
No, and it's...
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I saw it in the New York Times four weeks ago.
Oh, the thing that I think set them off was when they...
And they weren't down there 4 weeks ago, were they?
They were...
Were they down there 4 weeks ago?
No.
Okay.
They're supposed to come in the next several months. And
not the Border Patrol agents. I'm talking about these so-called Minutemen.
No. What really set these people off down there is when the 9/11 Commission said we need 2,000 additional agents every year for the next 5 years. The Bush administration proposed 210 additional border agents for the next year. And, you know, it's a lot of it's jobs, a lot of it's low wages, but it's also unions and Democrats who look at new voters, look at new unions.
Oh, you mean like the Republicans aren't?
Oh, no, but I think the Republicans, much more their base is the people that want to hire these people. And to throw out a wild card, there's an environmental issue here.
Oh, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with the part about an environmental issue. And by the way, you know, the Bush campaign spent a lot of money on the Spanish radio and TV this last election cycle.
Sure. I'm not denying that, but I'm just saying there are other issues here, like how many people can we afford to just, you know, come into the U.S.? There is a legitimate way for these people to come in, and we're not going to get any help from the Mexican government because the number one import of money into Mexico is no longer their selling of oil, but the $17 billion every year that come back from
I don't expect the Mexican government to help us, but I also don't think that the way to solve this problem is to have people running around on the border with firearms.
No, but the way to solve the problem is to have enough border agents down there to effectively control the border.
How about penalizing the people who hire illegals?
Sure.
How about the law of supply and demand? How about drying up the demand?
Oh, I think the demand would dry up the minute that you force people to pay minimum wages.
All right, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, man. We're running out of time here. It's 8:30 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Crews are busy with a crash. It's 75th and Arapaho. Other than that, not doing too bad around the Boulder area. We're crowded on Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal. South Boulder Road is busy, and the turnpike slows eastbound from Federal to Pecos. We're bunching up southbound I-25 from Thornton Parkway to Highway 36, and we're slow from Santa Fe to Hampton, and watch for a crash off to the right shoulder, southbound I-25 approaching 225. Eastbound I-70 is sluggish from Pecos over to York, and southbound 225 is loaded up on your way into the tech center. Boulder weather today, partly sunny with a possible thunderstorm this afternoon and highs near 70. Right now it's 43 degrees. Earning money for youth and education just became easier. Earn up to 4% off your eligible purchases made with your Albertsons Preferred Saving Card. Pick up a registration form at your neighborhood's...
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Want to make money selling products on the internet that you don't have to see, touch, or even ship? Sound unbelievable? Well, it's true. All you do is sit back and collect the cash from each sale. It's that simple. Everything you need to get started is on a free CD-ROM from Internet Speedway. This proven program is an extraordinary tool for making money on the internet because it lets you sell products before you buy them. So there's no money to lose or risk to take. You can sell thousands of products for a huge profit, and we ship them out for you. So we do all the work, and you make all the money. You can start making cash right away. Using the Internet Speedway system, you may never have to work a regular job again. Find out how to make a lot of money off the internet with products you don't have to touch, store, or even ship by calling for your free CD-ROM. The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-5537. 1-800-339-5537. That's 1-800-339-5537.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapy.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown to 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
The Continental Theater. Purchase tickets at blacktie-colorado.com or call 720-314-1402.
Westwork recently voted Jay Marvin Denver's best radio host return. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, is celebrating Jay's successful return to the front range with a huge homecoming party. And you're invited. Wednesday, April 6th, join AM 760 at the Theater Cafe in downtown Denver, 5 to 7 p.m. for happy hour drink specials and free appetizers. Great food, great drinks, and great conversation. Only the best to celebrate Denver's best prodigal son, Jay Marvin. For more information, log on to AM 760.net.
You betcha. Hope to see you out there on Wednesday. It's 8:34, 26 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're in the middle of talking about immigration here at 303-713-7600. Illegal immigration and the Citizens Border Patrol. Are they patriots or are they vigilantes? Do you agree with them going down there, some of them carrying guns looking for illegal aliens? Or would it be better to maybe take another course And I got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Marlon in Denver. Marlon, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, what's going on, Jay?
Hey, Marlon. Turn your radio down and go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I really don't think you should be down on the borders with firearms. I agree with you as far as penalizing the employers. And I'd like to respond to a comment that the lady made as far as she said people are racist against these Hispanic individuals. I really don't think it's racism. I think it's more disgust because basically they came in and taken jobs from citizens. You know, I've seen these individuals come in and take over a whole community. And I say 95% of them are in the construction business. You know, so I think it's more disgust toward these individuals that jobs are not available for actual citizens in the country.
I think some racism does play into it, though.
Yeah, it may.
I mean, this is a country that's built on immigration. I mean, most of our families, most of us, they came from some other place, unless, of course, you're African American, then you were forced to come here. But you know, it's like, okay, we're underneath the wire, and that's okay. But you know, as far as anybody else goes. We really don't want them here, even though some people will say that, yeah, well, listen, they should. It's okay if they come as long as it's legal. I think there's some people out there who don't want them legal or illegally.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, you will have some racist individuals out there. If some people come and take over their community, they're going to be racist over that. I mean, it would be with any race if they came and you know, populated the community. The vast majority came and populated their community. I've actually seen it. You know, I've seen a community being populated by these Hispanic individuals and just basically moved everybody out. And it's like 20 of them to a household. And like I said, 95% of them are in the construction business. The other 5% are in the business. So, you know, it's not only construction business being attacked, but also the food industry.
Yeah, well, a lot of those are jobs that, you know, that low-wage earners have to compete for. And a lot of these folks get hired illegally, and it drives down wages. Marlon, thanks, man. Great call.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Sam in Denver. Sam, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yes, Jay, I'd like to say I've personally seen these companies that, you know, hire illegals, and I agree that going down to the border is not necessarily the right way. I think these people are misguided and are desperate, and there is a small amount of racism. I think a better way I've come up with, of course, sir, I don't have the clout. I think we should identify these companies and actually ticket some of them. I've been thinking about that. This one particular company I used to work for, they were busted. This one guy, he turned them into the, you know, immigration. They were busted. This happened last year. And immigration people give them 90 days to replace these people, even though they know it was illegal, and they worked up to the 90 days and some of them beyond, and there was no fines, no nothing. And I think, I'm not sure, I can't be sure, but I think they actually made a smuggle in another one or two since then, and there was no fine or anything. And I think this is our biggest problem. We need to start identifying these companies, you know, embarrass them, demonstrate, or whatever, because, or, you know, picking them, because this particular outfit, they discriminate very much against their whites, Anglos, blacks, and Asians, by all means, because they're considered too intelligent, and they will not even consider hiring them. After they got rid of all these people, they had several people come out there, black, white, and Asians. Needless to say, none of them was hired. This particular company also told this one white guy that he did not hire relatives. Well, that's a lie, because he hired husband, wives, uncles, nieces, and aunts, and nephews. He told a black guy that he could not hire his son.
So, see, I think going after the employers is the key.
Well, that's what I think, too. As a matter of fact, this particular company, I mean, if you don't mind, I'd like to mention their name.
No, don't mention their name.
Yeah, I won't.
I don't want to get sued.
Okay, well. Oh, I didn't know they could sue you for me mentioning it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sam, thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it. 303-713-7600. Bob in Estes Park. Bob, you're on AM 760.
I have a little different view as an employer. Hello?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, before you talk about this, about it being an employer, how many? Can I ask you how many people do you employ?
Well, I used to. It's been 8 years since I've been self-employed, but I was employed in the green industry, landscape and irrigation,
right,
in Texas. And I had between 5 and 6 people working for me. Now, I can't speak for anybody that hires people off the street. I have to speak of the people that I dealt with and the other companies that I dealt with and my competitors, as well as people in the green industry that I knew about. We used to have seminars and things, and we had an immigration lawyer speak to us one time, and he said the way the law is set up, if a person comes to you, you cannot look at them in any way other than a working person. You can't discriminate because, well, they look Mexican, so therefore I better not hire them because they might be illegal. He said that is against the law. The second thing was that we had to fill out an I-9 form. An I-9 just means two types of identification. Now, I would say, you know, 90% of the time or 100% of the time, especially with illegals, of course, it would be a false identification. But the employer cannot be a policeman, and he cannot do any research, and he has no way to go back to see if these things. So if you see a driver's license...
Can an employer not tip off the Border Patrol, immigration?
That would be, well, the way the lawyer described it, if you said that, you'd say, well, I have this Mexican-looking guy, so I...
No, you don't have to say it that way. You say, hey, I got somebody here who's applied for a job, who wants to come to work, and I suspect that he is an undocumented illegal alien using a false Social Security card or a false means of a document, and I thought I would alert you to it.
Well, that was a point that I asked one of the immigration people one time, and they said there's no way they can go back and check that.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Well, it could have been laziness. I mean, it could have been.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't believe that at all.
Well, probably they were overwhelmed. Bush has cut back on things so much that, and other times they've been way behind on their people and their budget. So basically, we looked at it as you have an I-9 form, and we aren't policemen. We could not actually check the IDs.
No, but I think you can tip off immigration. I think that you can do that. Thank you for the call. I appreciate your time. Have a good day. It's 8:42, 18 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for a free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back in Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
6554-4USA. You should call them today.
Hey, thanks. I will.
Call Patriot Financial today and find out what a new loan with a low interest rate and low...
I recommend you take your car to Bees Autos. Since 1987, Bees is a full-service shop repairing both domestic and foreign vehicles. They're located in Inglewood, and they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Give them a call at 303-789-2601. That's 303-789-2601, and ask them about their free 20-minute Know Your Car. They'll take you through your car's basic maintenance checks. It's great for new drivers or anyone who's proactive about their vehicle's health. And in this day and age with gas prices, you know, it pays to have a car that's tuned up and running in great shape. Mary and I have used Bees Auto in the past, and we'd recommend it to anyone looking for great auto repair. Call Bees today at 303-789-.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
We put up with a lot of name-calling here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. But Fast New Radio Station in Denver, that's a name we can live with. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Voted Best New Station in Town. In Westward's Best of Denver Edition, and Jay Marvin was singled out as the best radio host return. Start your day off with Jay Marvin, weekday morning 6 to 10.
303-713-7600. Let's go to Ray in Boulder. Ray, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Great show this morning.
Thanks, Ray.
One thing I wanted to say is that I've heard several times this morning that these the ones carrying the guns have had no training. And from what I understand, the gentleman who organized the Minuteman Project is only allowing those who have permits to carry only pistols, no rifles on the border. And in order to get that permit, you have to have quite a bit of training. Get that.
It depends on what state you're in.
It's for the state of Arizona. That's the place, from what I understand, that they're doing this from, and they would have to have the permit to carry in Arizona, if I'm correct.
But you know something? These guys are not law enforcement officers, and they're not trained to be law enforcement officers.
I agree.
And
I agree.
Guns in the hand of an irresponsible individual can be, who gets caught up in the emotion of the moment can lead to tragedy.
That's very true. And also, there are people who even have law enforcement training that could go out of control with a pistol. I mean, it's definitely a possibility. But the other thing, too, from what I understand, is that they have a large majority, if not all of them, have military experience. They're retired veterans, most of them. Is that true?
That I don't know about. It doesn't say. And, you know, my only answer to that would be, once again, they're just not trained.
I agree, but
I think everybody, both on the left and the right, wants something done about immigration. I'm just not so sure that this is the way to go about doing it.
Well, one thing positive, whether you agree or disagree with these guys, is that they have started a very important dialogue or conversation about something that needs to be done. I mean, obviously, no one has all the answers, but one thing that these guys have done is gotten the entire country talking about this.
Yeah, but, you know, immigration, we've had, I mean, on this show alone, I've had two or three other discussions about it before. I mean, it is something that is talked about a lot, but the problem is we're log-jammed here. I mean, nobody wants to do anything about it. And what I would say to anybody who is on the right, I would say to them, listen, you know, the Republican Party has the presidency, has the Congress. Why can't they get anything done on it?
Yeah, I believe it's their job. I mean, the one thing that's, you know, frustrating about this is that these guys shouldn't have to be the ones doing this. This should be, I mean, the government, it's their job, you know, it's border control's job to be doing this, to be guarding this border, but it's not been guarded. And one thing that no one's brought up this morning, that I've heard anyway, is that how come no one's talked about the potential of, you know, terrorist activity coming?
No, we've had people. We've had people bring up Al-Qaeda.
Oh, okay. I just started listening a little bit ago, but
yeah, but it's been brought up, and but once again, you know, who has control of the purse strings of the nation? Who's involved in the funding?
Well, that's the thing, is that our current administration is too tied up in how much, you know, they're tied up and they're making profit off of the illegal immigration coming into this country right now, and they also got the Mexican government doesn't want to stop this. They're making plenty of money off of it, and having the it's clear that these guys shouldn't be the ones to have to do this, but you know, I think what this group is doing, the Minutemen, is that they've basically come to a point where someone's got to do something, because our borders, it's ridiculous how much, you know, these borders should be impermeable with the technology that we have today. You should be able to, I mean, look what happened in 1999 when the Canadian border was breached by those, they caught the guys who were trying to pull some terrorist attack up there.
Yeah, we were just lucky we caught them, though.
Very lucky, because, you know, I mean, when we're all looking at the Mexican border, well, hey, let's take a look at the northern border, too. It's, you know, there's plenty of stretches of that border that are completely unmanned.
I agree, man. This is a tricky situation. Once again, though, but I keep saying it. I've said it for the last hour and a half. I do not understand why they don't go after the employers who provide jobs for illegal immigrants.
It's true. And, I've worked for a company that hired, quite a few illegal aliens, and there were situations where, people's Social Security numbers would change from week to week. And there's all this, there's a little trick that you can get around it with, which is, like I said, it's coming to a dialogue in this country. People are saying, what do we got to do here about to make this stuff, you know, to make this stop? Because in today's climate, with terrorism and with the economy and whatnot, you know, being where it is, an earlier caller had said that when the economy's good, nobody thinks about this stuff. But it's true. The economy is bad right now. And when the economy is bad, we should be taking care of our own citizens and not, you know, funding another nation's entire workforce.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but once again, people are making money off of this, and any time you have this going on, there are people making money off of this deal. That's the basic problem. I think there's some people who don't want immigrants here, legal or illegal. I think there is some tinge of racism involved in this, but I think by and large, what you got going on here is you got people making money off of this. So why not stench the ability of these people to make money?
Yes, and the economy in Mexico is actually rising quite a bit in the last 10 years, and our economy has been going down. So, you know, if you could look, if you could flash forward 50 years in the future, maybe there'll be a time when we're all trying to get into Mexico from America.
Yeah, that could be happening. Thanks, Ray.
Have a good day.
Appreciate it. 303-713-7600. I don't understand why we don't take the profitability of this out. To me, that would be the answer. You hire an illegal alien, you get busted. It's wrong. But I wonder why it is that neither George W. Bush or Congress will move on this. Why won't they go after him? Well, because it's the business community. And there are horrible things that happen to some immigrants. I mean, there's an article in the New York Times, I think it's either today or yesterday, this morning, it's the New York Times, about women being brought over from Mexico, becoming, you know, sex slaves. Have we got time to get one more call in here? Let's go to Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, how are you, Jay?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, listen, I just have, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong in even bringing this up, but these people that are down there right now, these Minutemen, I would be very interested to know what their political affiliation is. Are the most of these conservatives, or are the most of these progressives?
If I had to bet, I'd bet you they're neocons.
Well, I would have to think the same thing as well. And if they are, and they're being funded in some way by these neocons, what leads me to believe that we need to worry about something is this is a militia, of course. All right? And I think to a certain extent we need to be worried about the number of militias being formed in this country by this neoconservative group. And I think we need to take a stance as progressives and look at the fact that we may need to form our own militias to counterbalance that.
Whoa, boy, that's pretty, I don't know about that, man. Listen, Dave, thank you for the call, and I think your point's well taken about where are these people getting their money. 855 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 5 minutes in front of 9.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sir, you want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9360. That's 1-800-590-9360. 1-800-590-9360.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Check and more.
Most cars, like trucks. Up to 5 quarts of 5W-30 oil. Synthetic oil also available at additional price. Trust the Midas Touch.
A famous Democrat once said, ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says, ask not what your listeners can do for you, but what you can do for your listeners.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8058. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8058. That's 800-330-8058.
933-1010.
They're unalterably opposed to the Federal Patriot Act. State legislature won the support of elected officials of all stripes and putting together a resolution which does not carry the weight of the law but expresses their opposition to sweeping powers authorities now hold. The resolution asks the Montana Attorney General to review any state intelligence information and destroy it if it is not tied directly to suspected criminals. Saudi Arabian officials say their security forces have killed 7 suspected Al-Qaeda militants in a shootout in the central part of the country. In a statement released today, they say the fighting started yesterday after police cornered several militants. It says the shootout began near a town, a known stronghold of Islamic fundamentalists, and the Saudi forces continued to mop up the location. Statement also says a number of security forces were treated for injuries and that at least one militant is in critical condition. Group is called ProtectYourCheck.org, and they intend to spend close to $1 million in television ads across the country to let the world know that the president's plans for revamping Social Security is not in America's best interest. Group spokesman Eric Smith says the ads will show the Bush will proposal that this is just the tip of the iceberg that will cut benefits and raise the national debt. Campaign will focus the first 3 weeks on cable stations around the country before other ads hit the broadcast stations aimed at individual lawmakers of both parties. Organization and their campaigns are just an extension of last year's presidential campaigns led by Texas-based Swift Boat Group. And it was 37 years ago today that the world lost a champion of civil rights with the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at a Memphis hotel in 1968. And it's been talked about for weeks now on Air America Radio, but for the first time it seems that the dissenting point of view about the congressional record of House Majority Leader Tom DeLay is beginning to resonate among his constituents in his home district. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. Orkin.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Do for you.
866-554-4USA. 866-554-4USA.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, crews are busy with a crash. It's on the ramp from eastbound I-270 on the eastbound I-70, so that's tying things up there. Then it's stop and go southbound I-25 from 84th down to the turnpike, then again from Santa Fe to Hampton. We also have a stall. It's in traffic just past the Logan Street Bridge, so that's backing up there. I-70 looking good in both directions. 225 bunches up southbound toward the Tech Center and around the Boulder area. Crews are still working this crash at 75th and Arapahoe. Then Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are thinning out. South Boulder Road is busy, and the turnpike's looking good in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. The Boulder forecast today, partly sunny skies, possible afternoon thunderstorm, and highs near 70. Right now it's 43 degrees. Daniel's Gate, a daily reminder that the West still lives, and while you live in it, come view beautiful models by several top semi-custom and custom home builders. Models are open daily just 5 miles south of C-470 on Quebec or on the web at danielsgate.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
A
famous Democrat once said, ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says, ask not what your listeners can do for you, but what you can do for your listeners. How?
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Can get online, go to pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world.
Good morning, 9:06, 6 minutes after 9 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny early, then becoming partly cloudy. A high today near 71, but we have a chance for some thunderstorms. All right. Haven't really said anything this morning at all about the passing of the Pope, and I thought I would bring it up here in the last hour and let you comment on it at 303-713-7600. Most American Catholics surveyed say that Pope John Paul II will be seen by history as one of the greatest popes of all time. This is according to a USA Today CNN Gallup poll, which finds... Which finds that most have a deep admiration for the Pope, most Catholics. But the poll also finds they would like the successor to be significantly, they would like the successor to significantly change church policy on some controversial issues. A survey taken Friday and Saturday of 1,040 adults, including.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
...where he was very inspirational. As most of you may remember, he chastised George Bush over the Iraqi war. He was against the death penalty, which I have to side with him right there, because I think the death penalty, the way the judicial process is conducted in the United States, is unjust. But any thoughts you have on the passing of the Pope, we can talk about it right now, 303-713-7600, or anything else that you may want to talk about, as we always leave the last hour of the show open, and then on Friday we do 4 hours. Of open topics. Let's go to Terry in Denver. Terry, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. You know, I'm a lapsed Catholic, and frankly, the reason I am is because the church took a definite right turn probably sometime in the 80s. Growing up in the 60s and 70s, you know, I went to Catholic school. You know, I went to Mass. But, you know, back in those days, in Vatican II and all that stuff, the church was going in a progressive direction, and at some point, I don't know where they got off their path, but they did. And I think part of it is I couldn't deal with it any longer, just because of partially because of abortion, partially because of homosexuality, and partially because of not ordaining women to be priests. And the birth control issue. In today's day and age, I mean, that's part of the problem with, you know, the Latin countries in Mexico, where this Catholic religion is so strong, people that can't afford children continue to have children. And it's based on the fact that they're Catholic, and they, you know, buy into the doctrine. And
well, this USA Today Gallup poll, CNN poll, shows that the Catholics polled... allow priests to marry. The ratio was 7-4 on that. Allow Catholics to use birth control. Access to contraception was supported by a ratio of nearly 4-1.
Well, you know, I know in America it's like that, but, you know, it seems like, especially like in Colorado, we have an arch-conservative Archbishop Chaput, and he's you know, guys like that, they just threw me away. I mean, it's you know what, they become... Much more like the Protestant churches, the ultra-conservative Protestant churches, and I just don't feel like I belong.
Hmm.
It's you know, and it's true, the thing you mentioned about marrying priests. I mean, can you imagine going through life as a man or, you know, not ever having the ability to marry? I mean, I think that's part of the problem with the alcoholism and a lot of other problems that the churches suffer from.
No, I couldn't imagine doing that. I mean, I can't imagine having to be celibate all throughout life either.
Right. You know, and when I was a kid, you know, we looked up to those guys like they were saints. But, you know, once you reach an age where you can figure this stuff out, you say, man, that's got to be a terribly lonely life. And I think it's just archaic, Jay. And until the church starts moving to the left a little bit, I don't see myself ever going back.
All right, Terry, I appreciate the call. Appreciate your honesty.
Thanks, Jay. Welcome back, buddy.
Thanks. Have a good day. 303-713-7600. Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello.
Hi.
I like your show.
Thanks.
I'm a retired Catholic, I think. And I guess I just wanted to say, when people die, it's the time to say nice things about them. But I think Bill Mayer said that sometimes you can also say bad things about them at that time. I think this post's been pretty bad. He's, you know, I think if you look at the overall number of people joining the church, it's way down.
Yeah, you're right, it is.
And so if a leader presides over a time when the leadership goes down, how can you say he was a good leader?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that being Jewish, I don't know if I can say whether he's a good leader or not. I can only say that there are things about him that I really, really liked, and there were some areas that I disagreed with him on.
But he would go to Africa and tell them all to have babies and to not. To not worry about condom use, for AIDS or anything, and he really out of touch, I think.
Yeah, he also had the guts, though, to stand up to Bush and chastise him over the Iraqi war.
Yep, that was great, and you know that's just part of him being European, and you know Europeans aren't very, very.